Oh my gosh, what is that?
It's a horse. Stay away, this thing kicks like you can't believe. If you get too close, it will kick you in the head.
It will kick me in my head? What's a head? Oh, my head, that's what you meant. Okay, what are you doing here? You said that just before. Could you take me to Volozhin? I'm going to yeshiva to learn there. Okay. It sounds like you don't want to have a conversation. Anyway, I think I'll just talk to the driver instead. Driver, could you take me to Volozhin?
I don't go to Volozhin. But maybe Igor down there, he's go.
And Itzikol went down the road to the next wagon, and he asked the driver,
can you take me to Volozhin?
Now let's back up a little bit so that you should understand what's happening here. Itzikol was born when his parents were very, very old. And they davened for many, many years to have children. And finally, they were blessed with a child who was tremendously, tremendously brilliant. And when Itzikol was only 2 years old, he taught himself the Aleph Beis. And when he was 3 years old, his father sent him to Cheder. And Itzikol went to Cheder for the first time. And this is what happened.
Okay, boys, everybody, sit down. And I'm going to teach you the Aleph Beis, okay?
But I already know it.
You already know it? How could you already know it? You're only 3 years old.
Aleph Beis, Kibbutz, Aleph, Hey, Bob.
That's pretty good. Okay, you sit quiet.
Itzikol managed to behave himself until the Rebbe started teaching the Kudais, but that's when it got a little bit out of control.
Boys, this is a comet. When you see this, it means the letter goes, oh! Aleph, comet, oh!
Oh!
Ooh, Rabbi!
Yes, Itzikol.
So does that mean that it goes, abagadahavazachataya?
Itzikol. Yes, that's how it goes.
Okay, so it goes, yakahalama.
Yes, Itzikol, that's how it goes. Itzikol, why don't you go home and play and come back tomorrow, okay?
Itzikol couldn't understand why the Rebbe was throwing him out. He didn't realize that the Rebbe didn't know what to do with a student that already knew all the material. So Itzikol went home. And a few weeks later, they started learning Patach. And when the Rebbe said,
okay, boys, look, this is a Patach. And when it's under the letter, it says, ah, look.
Ah!
No, I don't mean like you raise your hand. I mean ah, like Aleph mit Patach is ah.
Ah!
Ooh, Rabbi!
What is it, Itzikol?
Does that mean that it goes abagadahavazachatayaka?
Yes, Itzikol, that's what it means. Why don't you go play some more at home?
And Itzikol was sent home once again. His father was desperate for a Rebbe to teach him that would be able to interest him, that would be able to keep his mind occupied. But the only problem is that Itzikol was 3 years old, and the Mishnayis Rebbe wouldn't accept him. But finally, Itzikol's father convinced the Chumash Rebbe, who was really teaching five-year-olds, to accept Itzikol into his class. But it didn't take too long before the Chumash Rebbe became frustrated as well.
Itzikol, why are you jumping around?
It's now recess now!
Because I know everything already, Rebbe, so I'm bored. I want to go play.
Itzikol, go play if you want to play, but don't disturb the class.
All right, Rebbe, here I go.
And he jumped right out the window. And he ran to play. But Itzikol's father knew that he had to find him a Rebbe. He had to somehow keep him occupied. And one day, it hit him. And his father said,
Itzikol, from today on, you're going to learn with me.
Now, I might have forgotten to mention earlier, but Itzikol's father was the Rov of Chenchkovitz, which was a small town in Eastern Europe, population 759. The year was 1803. And Chadorim were not found in Europe, especially not in the little shtetlach. Rebbeim would teach children in their homes, around the dining room table, if they had a dining room. Otherwise, they would just sit on the floor and learn. But Itzikl's father was a great Rav, a great Talmud Chacham, and they began learning together. And they would spend many, many hours each day learning. And by the time Itzikl was 10 years old, he had finished most of Shas, Be'iyun. He learned Teisvis, he learned Rishainim, he learned Achrenim. And Itzikl finally even outgrew his father. And one day Itzikl came home and he said,
Ta, I want to go learn in Valuzhin.
Itzikl, Valuzhin is 500 kilometers away.
So, I'll run very fast and I'll get there before supper. What's the problem?
Itzikl, you might be very bright, but you don't know how far 500 kilometers is. It will take 3 days by wagon to get there.
So I won't go by wagon. I'll go really, really fast. I'll run as fast as I could, and I'll take my bike, and I'll take my scooter, and I'll get there.
Itzikl, you're not going to Valuzhin.
But, Ta!
Itzikl.
But, Ma!
Trying the Tati Mami trick again? It's not gonna work. You're not going to Valuzhin. You're much too young. The boys in Valuzhin are 20 at least.
Ta, can I please go to Valuzhin?
You don't give up, Itzikl. Go eat your supper.
But Itzikl didn't give up. And the next day, around the supper table...
Ta, I have a question.
Yes, Itzikl.
Could I go to Valuzhin?
Itzikl!
A few days later... Itzikl came into the room once again.
Ta, I thought of such a good idea.
Yes, Itzikl, what was your idea?
I thought that maybe I could go to Valuzhin to learn.
Itzikl!
But Itzikl never gave up. And he kept on pestering and bugging his father, and then his mother, and then his father, and then his mother, and even his grandfather once in a while. And finally, Itzikl's father realized that Itzikl was not gonna give up. And finally, he gave in. And he said,
Itzikl, you can go to Valuzhin, but I'm only giving you enough money to get there once. You can go to the wagon depot in town. You can get on a wagon. You can go to Valuzhin. But if you decide that you want to come home, you're not gonna get money again to go a second time. You'll probably be back in 2 weeks.
I don't think so, Ta. I think I'm gonna be there for a long, long time.